From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Satter did a fabulous job yesterday. I took the day off, which means he has to glue extra parts together, which he did. And so we appreciate that. We thank Chris Celio, who was at the anchor desk and just argued his heart's desire on the On the Marker show yesterday as well. In the studio with us now, movie Mike McGrath. Hannahan is here, professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com. Any film you want to see, go there. Almost every current film is up there. And you can check out the archives, too, if you're watching something on cable or one of the previous releases. His appearance is sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg. Welcome aboard, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Ad Astra. What does that make a reference to?
It's a Latin phrase.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Who knows? All right. Well, your review of Ad Astra, the new space show.
Yes, Ad Astra is a Latin phrase that means to the stars. That's a nice title, but a more appropriate one would have been Astronaut with Daddy Issues. Brad Pitt plays that astronaut. He's sent to Mars and later Neptune in an effort to find Father Tommy Lee Jones, who went missing on a mission years before. On his way through the cosmos, Pitt has to come to terms with the fact that his dad was more focused on his work than on his family, had an anger problem, and was sometimes irrational on the job, and that he might be the exact same way. All this probably sounds boring to anyone expecting a space adventure. Ad Astra does have a couple of cool action scenes, including one in which Pitt fights a space baboon, but it definitely will be best appreciated by viewers looking for a father-son story. The movie goes deep in examining the negative influence that emotionally distant parents have on children and how the experience shapes those who those children grow up to be. I know, Brad Pitt fighting space baboons for 2 hours sounds way cooler than that. Nevertheless, thanks to Pitt's excellent performance and breathtaking visual effects, Ad Astra proves incredibly poignant. It's an intentionally slow-moving film, but the power of the theme sucked me in. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 Mars Rovers.
All right, so maybe not your typical Brad Pitt movie.
Not at all, and definitely not your typical space movie. I've talked to people who have varying feelings about this. People who go in expecting that it's going to be a space adventure like Gravity are really disappointed. People who accept for what it is, which is kind of an art movie set in space, have much greater appreciation for it.
And this father-son theme is strong and compelling? It's drawn out accurately or strongly?
Absolutely. That's the primary thrust of the film. Brad Pitt is out there looking for this father who has never been there for him, and he's kind of realizing that having an absentee father has had an effect on his life and his relationship with his wife, played by Liv Tyler. And there's a lot of voiceover narration as we hear his inner thoughts. And he's kind of traveling through the universe and thinking to himself about his father and about his own life. And that's really what the movie's about. Every so often they stop for an action scene. There's a cool lunar chase on the surface of the moon. There's a scene where he fights the baboon in space. But primarily it's a film about this guy trying to rectify the fact that his father has been a very flawed figure in his life and trying to determine whether or not he's going to end up the exact same way.
And Brad pulls this off, this idea. Mm-hmm. He's a convincing astronaut?
Absolutely. This is one of Brad Pitt's best performances, I think. He's having a heck of a year. Between this and Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, he is just really having one of those remarkable years. Two phenomenal performances coming in the course of about 2 months.
All right, and there are other actors and actresses in this film. Who else is on board?
Tommy Lee Jones plays the father. It's probably not a spoiler, given the fact that he's listed in all the advertising. I mean, the father is out there.
He's in the trailer, too.
Right, he's in the trailer, too. So, you know, Tommy Lee Jones does show up at this movie at the end. Liv Tyler's in it. They're probably the biggest stars in the film. A bunch of really cool character actors pop up throughout.
All right, so you're going to watch this. But it glues it all together. It's not an over-the-top science fiction film. Right?
No, not. Although special effects are outstanding, the movie really makes you feel like you're in space.
Is there a 3D of this? Do you happen to know?
There is not, but I kept thinking that this movie would look phenomenal that way.
Yeah, sort of like a Space Odyssey, if you had ever seen that in 3D back in the day. Although they did perfectly fine just with that which they had. All right, 3.5
Mars Rovers in honor of his trip to Mars.
All right. Ad Ad Astra, the movie out there with Brad Pitt. The Joker story. Actually, this popped up on our airwaves, I think, what, Tuesday or so, just as a quick mention that some families were pushing back. Maybe it would be helpful for our audience if you started at the beginning on this topic.
Yeah, okay, so there's a new movie coming out next week called Joker, with stars Joaquin Phoenix as the famous Batman villain, directed by Todd Phillips, the guy who made the Hangover movies. And this film takes kind of a new spin on the Joker character and showing his origin, showing how this guy feels very put upon in life and ends up becoming a homicidal sociopath that we all know the Joker to be. The movie won the top award at the Venice Film Festival, surprising everybody, so it's got a lot of heat coming in. It's anticipated to make $75 or $80 million when it opens next weekend, so it's probably going to be a box office hit too. But there's been some concerns about the film because it does kind of, apparently, I haven't seen it yet, ask you to sympathize with the guy who does end up becoming a homicidal maniac. And the families of the victims of the Aurora movie theater shooting from a number of years ago sent a letter to Warner Brothers asking them to not show the film locally at that particular theater and to maybe donate some money to some anti-gun causes. And so there's just a lot of concern about how people are going to take this. Will unsettled people out there in the country potentially see this film, be asked to empathize with the Joker, and then maybe emulate what he does in the movie or do something similar?
All right. Critics' view on that?
It's so hard for me to say because I have not seen the film yet, and I don't know what the tone of it is. Now, there were some alarming things that came out this week. U.S. military personnel nationwide received a memo from U.S. Army leadership warning soldiers that posts on social media have made reference to extremists who may want to replicate the 2012 theater shooting in Aurora, Colorado. And this gets into the whole concept of incels. Do you know what an incel is?
No, I'm sorry, I do not.
We're getting, like, really down the rabbit hole on this, but it does pertain to the Joker. Incel is short for involuntarily celibate. And these are young men who basically have horrible personalities and can't get women, and therefore have this very antisocial view. They hate women, and they idolize these people who go out and do these mass shootings. It kind of feeds into their anger. And the incels online in their communities have been on fire about the Joker. They love this character. They love the fact that this movie's coming out that shows this guy becoming homicidal and crazy. And so that's kind of what's fueling all of this fear, is whether or not these incels are all talk, or whether some of them might actually try to do something in theaters when Joker opens next week in an effort to act out this weird anger that they have toward women and towards their own inability to get dates.
Okay, so all of this could be nerve-wracking to some moviegoers,
yeah.
And I guarantee you it's nerve-wracking to the Warner mm-hmm. Brothers, right?
Yeah, nobody wants to see any violence perpetrated in theaters. I mean, obviously, we've seen way too many mass shootings in the last 10, 15 years. Nobody wants to see more. But nobody knows what's going to happen. And as to my own personal view, I'm looking forward to seeing the film, but I don't really know what I think about it yet because I haven't been able to judge the film's intention or what's really in it. And I've tried to avoid hearing about it from my colleagues who already have seen it.
And to go all the way back to the beginning, it was a Batman film that was showing in that Aurora theater
Yeah, it was The Dark Knight Rises. So there is that tie in there, and I think that's why people are just a little bit on edge. Now, movie theater chains, including our local AMC, have said that they have plans in place to ensure movie theater safety, and local law enforcement officials around the country have said there's no credible threats yet. You know, they're keeping an eye on the situation, but there's nothing that they deem credible. But everybody should just kind of be careful in general when you go out these days, because you don't know. And you wouldn't think something like a movie would spark concerns of potential violence, but here we are.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. We'll certainly hope the movie does well. It from the trailer, looks like a fabulous, you know, horror mm-hmm. drama. And Joaquin Phoenix, of course, if anybody
great actor.
Can bring this to life, it certainly will be him. So
yeah.
We'll hope to see that. So, all right. So we'll be monitoring the Joker and, mm-hmm. and hope they have a fabulous box office run. And that's it.
Yes.
This next week. Sid
Haig?
Sid Haig, yep.
Haig. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're going to have to start at the beginning on him, too.
Yeah, Sid Haig, he was a great character actor. He died this week at the age of 80.
I've seen him.
He's one of those people that you will have seen and probably didn't know his name. He made a whole ton of movies. He was mostly known in exploitation and horror films, but he starred in movies like George Lucas's THX 1138, which was Lucas's first film before American Graffiti and Star Wars. He was in the James Bond movie Diamonds Are Forever. He was in Quentin Tarantino's Jackie Brown. But he is probably most known as a horror icon for starring in Rob Zombie's House of a Thousand Corpses and The Devil's Rejects, where he played the Captain Spaulding character, who has really become one of those beloved horror villains, kind of like a Freddy or a Jason. So we don't know the exact cause of death, or at least it hasn't been released yet, but Sid Haig, who was one of my favorite horror actors, is dead at the age of 80.
All right, well, that's sad, okay, but lived a good life and certainly made he's part of some memorable films.
Absolutely.
No argument there. Finally, this Midsommar movie, is that out yet?
It came out over the summer, and it's coming to DVD and Blu-ray, I think it's next Tuesday. It's either next Tuesday or the Tuesday after.
It's about like a summer retreat kind of thing for a couple.
But it's about a couple that goes to Sweden to a pagan community to witness their annual ritual.
Okay. Oh.
And
it's bizarre. It turns bizarre. Okay.
The whole movie is a metaphor for when people get in a relationship and every sign tells them that it's bad and they should leave, but they stay anyway. That's the whole gist of the movie, but it's metaphorical. And to promote the upcoming DVD release, A24 is partnering with the app Talkspace, which provides therapy through texting and emails and stuff, and they're going to give away to a couple lucky winners 3 free months of couples counseling. So if you and your partner are having a bad relationship and you want some free counseling, you can go to any of A24's social channels, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and like and comment on the video they have posted there promoting this contest, and you might have a chance to win some free therapy.
All right, and A24, everybody else knows who they are?
That's a distributor. That's the name of the distributor.
Of films.
Yes.
Okay, fabulous. Okay, everybody else knows.
So, kind of a neat promotional game. To me, it's very tongue-in-cheek and kind of funny given the context of the film.
But they are going to do it. And
they are actually going to do it.
And it put Midsommar back in the conversation, so.
Absolutely. And for me right now, that's the film to beat. I have not seen a better film this year than Midsommar, so we still have a couple more months to go. But as of right now, that is my number one film of the year.
All right, well, I'll have to catch it. I haven't seen it yet, but I do remember that you liked it. What did you give that particular one?
4. I can't remember what it was anymore, but...
Yeah, I don't see it here. I've been keeping track of... You have Home Bases, Jars of Skippy, Great White Shark, so you know what that is. Vin Diesel's Roman Polanski. Roman Polanski, could that be it?
No, that was for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay, all right. Well, enough of that. And you will see a new film today, and that will be?
We only have one new movie this weekend, which is the animated movie Abominable, about a girl who finds a Yeti. But I promised my son that I would save that for him. So.
All right, so that might be over the weekend.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Movie Mike.
Thank you.
Movie Mike McGranahan. His appearance is always sponsored by the Campus Theater in Lewisburg. Please do as I do. Check out his Twitter feed all the time, @IsleSeat.